everyone.
Good morning.
So I'm going to read from Mark's Gospel and a couple of miracles that Jesus did. It's interesting the way the Gospels are written. You have certain things side by side, and sometimes it's helpful to think about those two things or some of the things that are alongside each other together. I can't go into detail about them, but just to put them side by side as they are in the Gospel. So Mark 4, verse 35, Jesus has been teaching all day, teaching with parables and so on, the crowds. It says, on the same day, when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. That's to his disciples. Let us cross over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And when they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out, and cutting himself with stones. When he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me. For he said to him, come out of the man, unclean spirit. Then he asked him, what is your name? Jesus asked him, what is your name? And the man answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Also he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of pigs was feeding there in the mountains, so all the demons begged him, saying, send us to the pigs, that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the pigs. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the pigs fled, and they told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that had happened. Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And those who saw it told them how it happened to him who had been demon-possessed, and about the pigs. Then they began to plead with him to depart from their region. And when he got into the boat, he who had been demon-possessed begged him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you and how he has had compassion on you. And he departed and began to proclaim in Decapolis all that Jesus had done for him, and all marvelled. Well, those are two miracles that Jesus did, and that showed his great power, his power over two different things. Can anybody tell me what kinds of power did Jesus show here? What did Jesus have power to do? Henry?
Power over evil spirits.
Power over evil spirits, yes. So that's the second one. And what was the first one?
elements.
Power over the elements. Power to calm the storm. Power over the wind and the waves. So he calms a storm and he rescues a man enslaved by demons. And what was the reaction of those who saw these miracles? Did you notice? What was the reaction? Pardon? Sorry.
Amazed.
Amazed, yeah, great.
Fear.
Fear, that's in both of these things, fear. So the disciples, initially they were afraid because they're going to drown, they thought. But then when Jesus calmed the storm, they were exceedingly afraid, it says. And they said, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? But when that man had been set free, and people came and they'd been told what Jesus had done, they came and they saw the man, it says, clothed and in his right mind. They saw him sitting there and they were afraid. Why do you think they were afraid? The disciples or the people who came and saw this man?
It was something out of the ordinary, wasn't it? It was something out of the ordinary.
Yeah. Just something you couldn't... hadn't seen anything like this before, had they? But to have a howling gale, waves going into the boat and then suddenly still a great calm, just because Jesus said, be still. And this man who'd been raging and destroying things, and had a desperately sad life. No one could control him, and here he is, sitting, quiet, calm, sitting by Jesus, and at peace. And what power! No one had been able to do anything for this man, and yet Jesus spoke some words, and he told the evil spirits that were in this man to go, and they went. So, which of these miracles do you think was the greatest of the miracles? Two miracles that Jesus did, they're both great miracles. Which one do you think is the greatest of these two?
I think the second one.
You think the second one, why is that?
Because the wind and waves were... Yes, it was for this life, but the Lord Jesus delivered that man eternally, not just temporarily.
Yeah, I'd agree. I think it doesn't say here that one of them is greater, but the power that Jesus showed in rescuing this man from the forces of evil in his life, and he was doing something that was permanent, that was eternal. That shows his ultimate power, his greatest power, his power shown over creation. God shows his glory, as people are saying, in creation, but he shows us even in a deeper way, a greater way, his glory when he rescues us from our slavery to sin and to the forces of evil. Now, we can think of that man and you think, well, we don't see people like that today, but do you think... do you think this man's life is relevant to us? I haven't ever seen anyone like that man living in tombs and cutting himself and so on. But that man is a particularly graphic example of slavery to sin and slavery to the forces of evil. But each one of us, as we've heard several times this week, is born in a slave of sin, is born needing to be set free. We don't see it so graphically, usually. We don't see it in such a dramatic way. But we are equally controlled by our passions and by our evil desires, by our sins. And Paul says to the Ephesians, you were dead in trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. We were all prisoners, born prisoners of the devil, of sin, And yet Jesus is the one who sets us free. This man had a destroyed life. He had a destructive life. He couldn't escape from this life. No one could rescue him from it. It was beyond human help. And yet Jesus had the power to rescue him. He has the power to rescue us. And even as Christians, sometimes we feel the force of our sin. We've been set free from sin, but we're tempted to go back and to live under sin again. And if we do that and start sliding, it's hard to stop sliding, isn't it? And we come under the power of these things. But we can remember, even as Christians, Jesus is the one who sets us free, and we go back to him, and he goes on exercising his power in our lives. And sometimes if we think our sins, well, they're just too strong for us, we'll remember that it's Jesus that sets us free. And if the Son sets us free, we will be free indeed. Jesus has the power to rescue every one of us from our sins. What an amazing change it was for this man. What a transformation there was in his life. And we see the fruit of the Spirit beginning to appear in him, don't we? We see love for the Lord Jesus. We see no doubt joy as he told his friends what great things the Lord had done for him. We see peace for the first time in his life as he has been rescued from his sins. He wanted to be with Jesus. He was willing to work for Jesus, to follow Jesus, to do as Jesus said. And it wasn't his choice that Jesus gave. He would have wanted to follow along with the disciples, but Jesus sent him back to his own home, to his family, no doubt, and his friends. He had to be a witness there where God had placed him. And God has given us all different circumstances in our lives, but God has put us there for a purpose. God wants us to serve him wherever we are. And there's something that Jesus wants us to do for him. We go back home today, or perhaps some going to a conference, but most of us going home. We will all go home ultimately, and you need to remember that Jesus is the one who has set us free. Jesus is the one who governs the circumstances of our lives, as Ben was saying earlier in the week. And whatever those circumstances, Jesus is working through those circumstances. He is the Lord of heaven and earth, and he has power. Just as he took his disciples into that storm, he has power over the circumstances of our lives, and whatever they are, he is working them for our good if we know him. So we want the fruit of the Spirit to be growing in our lives. We want that love, that joy, that peace to be growing. The disciples had a lot to learn, didn't they, at that point, because they were afraid in the storm. You think, well, that's only natural. Who wouldn't be afraid if the boat was filling with water? But Jesus says, have you still no faith? They had seen his power. He was with them. And we need to learn to trust the Lord. That's what Jesus is teaching us through our lives, isn't it? He puts us through not the situations that we would have chosen necessarily. He gives us times of refreshment like this. But he sends us back, and we have to serve him amongst the circumstances of our lives, but we are serving as people set free. We're serving a Saviour who is the King, he is Lord, and the one who has said, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And so we can go home in that confidence. And if we believe these things, it's faith in him will give us peace and contentment, even in a surprising way, when the situation is not what helps us to be at peace, but it's Christ that we know our peace from. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and thank you for the wonderful accounts that we have of what the Lord Jesus did when he was on this earth, how he showed clearly his power as the Son of God to control the forces of nature, to rule over a man's life, and to set him free from the powers of darkness, from his own sins, from that enemy of our souls who held him captive. And we pray for each one of us that we would be set free. If we haven't already, we pray that you would set people free, even today, that we would believe in the power of the Lord Jesus, and that we would experience his power in our lives, that he would rule us by his Spirit, that the Holy Spirit would come in and would live in our hearts, and that we would be governed by the Holy Spirit, not by our old nature, our old master, by the God of this age, by the evil one, but that we would be strong to follow the Lord Jesus, that you would grow in us more and more the fruit of the Spirit, that we would have that love for God that brings love for one another, and that we would know the peace of God in our hearts and the joy of our sins being forgiven, and that we would be useful to you and trusting of you even in difficult circumstances. We pray today for Lucy especially, and pray that you would be with her as she goes for this operation, and give her peace, and Lee and Judith and Hannah your peace too, and we pray that you would overrule in this operation, and that you would give her healing through it. And we commit into you the rest of the day today, pray your help in tidying up and your safekeeping and travelling, that you would go with us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.